Mayor Ashley Swearingen's administration had wanted to apply for a $100,000 state grant to help start the effort, which is a key part of the city's new general plan. While the proposal lacked details, the overall concept could have resulted in something like this: a mandate to make developers pay to permanently preserve farmland outside the city in exchange for permission to turn a farm inside the city limits into homes or businesses. Swearingen says the program is essential in both complying with state law and in preserving the valley's top industry.
We all would agree that productive farmland is foundational for Fresno's economy.
But just like in April, even the idea of such a program proved controversial and drew vocal opposition from both developers and farmers, like Pat Ricciuti.
If you look around and take a flight around this valley, we've got lots of farmland. You know what we're losing? We're losing the farmers.
One of the biggest critics of the plan is Councilmember Clint Olivier. He says he's never had a farmer complain to him about losing land to home builders.
The ag industry and the housing industry are not facing off at all. They're united in asking us to leave them alone.
While the grant now appears dead, Councilmember Lee Brand said he would support using money from the city's general fund to start a similar program, but one he hopes won't be punitive against developers. Others want the county to take the lead. In Fresno, I'm Joe Moore for Valley Public Radio.